USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House is reporting they are planning a fast, aggressive effort to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court by the end of February. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Vice President Kamala Harris will have the president's ear.
Well, first, the vice president will play a central role in this process, and the president intends to consult with her very closely. Obviously, she has a long history as a former attorney general, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, and he respects her opinion greatly.
The New York Post is reporting President Biden's family has been doing deals with people tied to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. Five Chinese nationals and companies have given the Bidens roughly $31 million over the past few years. It should be noted 2 months ago, Hunter Biden's lawyer said he sold his equity stake in Chinese companies that President Biden claimed to know nothing about. Hunter's lawyer refused to disclose how much money was made. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Strong weather will be infiltrating the northeastern United States this weekend.
A nor'easter may slam the east coast of the United States this weekend. The National Weather Service saying heavy snow, gusty winds, and coastal hazards are possible from North Carolina to New England to north of Boston. In Chelmsford, Massachusetts, Ben Quirk at Ace Hardware runs down the list of what you may need ahead of the storm.
Batteries, flashlights, gas cans orally, and then shear pins for snow blowers are big. They break mid-storm. You get stuck in your driveway. If the wind hits, chainsaws are certainly important.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration said it had offered a diplomatic path forward in the standoff with Russia over Ukraine. Now the Kremlin said it saw little grounds for optimism. Russia warned it was pessimistic, but indicated it would take its time to study the written response from the United States and NATO before it decides how to move forward. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
Let me put this in context. You've seen, you probably have reported on, the lawlessness that we've seen in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis, Chicago and New York City, where they have defund the police or they have criminals who are completely disregarding law enforcement. That attitude starts at the top. Starts with the president. And when you have a president of the United States who himself is ignoring the law, refusing to enforce the law, allowing criminals to break that law, that goes down into the entire system. And that's why when Biden does not enforce the border security laws, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. And I tell you what, there's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger. And the lid's about to blow the top unless and until enforcing the rule of law, and that includes the immigration laws passed by Congress that exist right now and includes the Constitution of the United States that requires the president to secure the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.